Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now we return to the Russian drones downed in Polish airspace overnight. 19 drones entered the Polish airspace. 3 or 4 were shot down by Polish and NATO aircraft. This is the first time that this has happened in NATO territory. The Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said, Poland is closer to armed conflict than at any time since the Second World War. They've now moved to invoke Article 4 and the focus is now turning to NATO's response. Let's get more on this. I'm joined by Sean Bell, who's a former fighter pilot and Royal Air Force Vice Marshal, who is now a military analyst, and John Everard, former British ambassador to Belarus and North Korea. And Sean, to come to you first, this is an unprecedented move, isn't it, by Russia? What's your own view and assessment of what has happened overnight?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. It is an extraordinary action. It is interesting, though, that ever since the start of the war, there have been reports of occasionally Russian drones sort of making their way, flirting with the airspace of NATO. And I think most of the military folks believe that should have been dealt with far more robustly, because what's happened is gradually Russia has been pushing the boundaries further and further. And of course, the last night's attacks, I mean, this wasn't one little drone that just flirted with the boundary. There's reports of up to 19 drones going up to 40 to 50 kilometres inside Poland. Just imagine if that was Ireland, if that was the UK, how we would feel about that, that the lives at risk, this would be an absolute compromise of national security. And of course, it's pretty clear that Russia is testing the appetite of the West and their air defense systems to try and put even more pressure on NATO, worry less about Ukraine and worry more about Russia.
Now, some pictures are coming through of these drones. They've found 7 of them. Can you describe what we're talking about here? Because as you say, these are not small things. They're quite large, aren't they? And they carry up to 50 kilograms of explosives potentially.
Yeah, we're talking about Shahed drones. I mean, the Russians were buying these from Iran, but now making them themselves. I'm a sort of relatively regular visitor to Ukraine, and I saw one of these Shaheds up close at one of the air bases. You know, they're about if you stand next to them, they tower slightly above you. They're not that big. They travel about 120, 130 miles an hour, but they can travel for hours. So they are long distance. They're not difficult to shoot down, but of course, because they're about £20,000 a piece, value, they can be produced in huge numbers. And that's why Russia are using these to sort of terrorize the local community. And they're going up to about 1,000 strikes a day is what they seem to be heading towards. One of the things now, from a military perspective, and I'd be interested to hear your other guest on this, but I can't see why Russia would want to pick a fight with NATO at the moment. It is possible, therefore, that because of the huge volume of these drones that they're building, quality control probably isn't all it's meant to be. And it may have been that some of them have just been badly programmed, because they're not going to be difficult for NATO jets to shoot down. But the implications of this, Mark Rutte is involved, the NATO chief, this extraordinary meeting of the Council of Ministers in Poland. Just imagine if that was your own country being attacked. You would want to have some robust retaliation. And I think that's what's going to be discussed over the coming hours.
Well, let's get John Everard's take on that. John, of course, former British ambassador to Belarus. And Belarus came out very early this morning saying, oh, look, this was us. These were drones that were directed towards us from Ukraine that we were pushing back against. They were misdirected. They were trying to throw the scent away from Russia, essentially. What did you make of it all?
This looks like a kind of holding line while Moscow works out what it actually is going to say about this. At the same time, the Russian diplomats are saying that you cannot show that these are Russian drones, which is a bit of a desperate line. Your previous guess is quite right. I mean, it's not clear why Moscow wants to pick a fight right now. It's possible, as Prime Minister Tusk of Poland has said, that this is a large-scale provocation. It's possible that these were misprogrammed, but I think one of the things that this sad war has taught us is the extent of Russian military incompetence. And I think it is possible that what's happened is that some regional commander has simply not realised that these line of flight for his drones went across Polish territory.
Yeah, I mean, the other school of thought, John, is that he is testing NATO, particularly in light of his dealings with Donald Trump and Donald Trump's decision to pull back from Ukraine to a certain extent and to tell Europe and the EU that this is your problem. And Vladimir Putin is capitalizing on that.
Yes, that is another possible explanation. It may be that this was carefully planned and carefully executed. We'll probably never know for sure which of those two versions is correct. But the question of timing is interesting too. Why now? I mean, to provoke NATO now, it risks an Article 4 consultation, which is quite a strong response by NATO. I mean, calling on Article 4 is not an everyday occurrence. I think I'm right in saying that if the Poles do call Article 4 consultations, it's only the eighth time in the entire history of NATO that anybody has done this. It's a significant move. Also, of course, it ramps up the European desire to rearm and to prepare for possible Russian aggression. I mean, Russia loses quite a lot by playing games of this kind.
Mm-hmm. And Sean, Article 4 happens when one member of NATO decides that it should. Isn't that right? All members have the right to trigger and invoke Article 4. But does it open the conversation, in your view, automatically to a discussion around mutual defence and Article 5?
Well, yeah, I'm less concerned about the articles part of this. That is a mechanism. It's a means to an end. I think the bigger concern is that if you were Poland, who are feeling the heat of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, they've upped their defence spending to over 5%, and they will undoubtedly be very, very concerned at any escalation. That's what it appears to be. But picking up John's point that actually, when I was in the military, often it's quite difficult to find targets. And if you're sending 1,000 drones a day across Ukraine every day, it's quite difficult to individually target all of those with a lot of detail. And it's quite possible, picking up on the Russian incompetence, which we've seen military incompetence throughout this war, that actually the guys who are actually programming these drones are just sending them to the west of Ukraine, towards Lviv and areas like that. And they've simply made an error because, and I only mention that because clearly the worry here is that this whole thing becomes an escalation and gains a snowball and momentum about it, when actually I wouldn't be at all surprised if at this moment Russia is so focused on the front line, many areas it's frozen because of drones. Russia is targeting across the whole of Ukraine to stop Ukraine building more drones, to stop them building long-range missiles, and to knock their morale. And I suspect, therefore, there will be some unintended consequences of that strategy.
Sean, I have a new statement now from NATO, and I think you could safely call this another holding statement from a spokeswoman at NATO. So they say numerous drones entered Polish airspace overnight and were met with Polish and NATO air defences. The NATO Secretary General is in touch with the Polish leadership, and NATO is consulting closely with Poland. Then you have NATO's top commander in Europe saying that the alliance reacted quickly and decisively to the situation. Another statement from earlier said this was the first time NATO aircraft have engaged in potential threats in Allied airspace. Fighters from the Netherlands had responded and engaged the potential threats. German Patriot air defence systems in Poland were placed on alert, and an Italian early warning aircraft was launched. Just on the response, Sean, calling on your own expertise, people will look at this and they say, well, if NATO is so ready, willing and able to respond to threats, how did these things get through?
Well, yes. I mean, so you're normally tracking all of this stuff because the radars, we're looking east across that border with NATO air assets all the time. So they will have been tracking some of these drones in. It's one thing to track it. It's one thing. And then the second thing is what you actually do about it. Because first of all, often the missiles used to shoot down these drones are an order of magnitude more expensive than the drones themselves. And secondly, you know, if they were manned or if there was any manning, there is an escalation there. So there's a bit of prudence going on here. But returning to the theme, as a former fighter pilot, one of the things that the West is struggling to do is work out how to support Ukraine. Bluntly, we've done enough to stop it losing, but not enough to enable it to win. a no-fly zone is being increasingly seen as a way that NATO and the West could start to get involved more over Ukraine. And given that it was the fighter jets from NATO that have an asymmetric advantage over Russia, they were involved in this strike last night. If you were to extend that no-fly zone, that is something tangible that the West could do to support Ukraine and would put Russia a bit more on the back foot.
Thank you both for joining us, Sean Bell and John Everard. We're awaiting an official response from the NATO chief, Mark Rutte, keeping an eye on that to see when and what he is going to say. We'll come back to that when we get any further developments.